Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. The Lamar Street Department says there are a couple of projects that will affect traffic beginning today. Street Supervisor Scott Knipe says some street repairs will take place at the intersection of 12th Street Southwest and Business 75. They will begin work on the northbound lanes at that intersection. Northbound traffic will be shifted to the middle lane. 12th Street Southwest, going over the railroad tracks, will be completely closed to Lincoln Street. Traffic leaving the Walmart area on 12th Street will only be able to turn right. The traffic lights will flash red and there will be detour signs posted. INA Construction of Sioux City will carry out the project. Knipe says the contractor has 20 working days to complete the work. The first phase of construction should take 7 to 10 days. The street department also will be closing 1st Street Northeast between 4th Avenue and 5th Avenue today. MidAmerican Energy will replace a power pole at the corner of 1st Street Northeast and 5th. It should take till noon today to finish the work. A Sheldon man has been arrested in Sioux County last week for multiple counts of violating a court order. 37-year-old Christopher Nell was arrested Friday by the Sioux County Sheriff's Department after they received a report that Nell had entered a residence of a person who had a no-contact order against him. An investigation revealed that Nell violated the no-contact order several times in the past month. Nell was charged with 6 violations of a court protection order and was jailed. The murder and willful injury trial of Thomas Knapp of rural Merrill adjourned Friday after both the prosecution and defense rested their case. After testimony Friday, the state rested its case, and following a recess, the defense also rested its case. The trial will continue tomorrow at the Plymouth County Courthouse when closing arguments take place. The session begins at 9 a.m. 84-year-old Knapp is charged in the May 2020 shooting death of his stepson, 51-year-old Kevin Jusick, and domestic assault against his wife, Darlene Knapp. Proud Iowa parents have already posted photos online of their kids heading back to school might consider taking them down. Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau says sharing pictures of your child holding a sign on their first day of the new school year could create risks.
Back-to-school photos with those children holding a board with their full name, age, height, and other details. That's great for your own personal information. You know, keep it in the home, but don't put it on social media.
Schiller explains how those popular photos could become dangerous in the online environment.
Scammers or predators could actually use this information to commit identity theft, or they could use it to earn your child's trust.
Also, all of that data could be used to steal your or your child's identity, or it could be used to guess passwords and break into online accounts. It's important to check your social media settings to see with whom you're exchanging information. Also, look over your friends list and make sure that what you're sharing is going to the correct people. Some settings mean if a friend hits like on your post, all of their friends can see it too. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sliggers.